You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Seattle Seahawks are 5-8 to win the match. The Packers 7-5 on the money line. And this spread is currently set at 3. The Seahawks minus 3 at 10-11. The Packers plus 3 at 10-11. It's always folly to count out a great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. And Green Bay are back in the hunt at 6-6, despite still trailing the Detroit Lions by 2 games in the NFC North. And at 6-6, Gil, they're in firmly in the hunt for a wild card spot as well. Rodgers' confidence to some was misplaced, but it wins against Philadelphia and then against Houston in difficult conditions last week have made the Packers relevant again here, and they're still conceding points at home to the Seattle Seahawks, who dismantled the Carolina Panthers last week, Gil.
Yes, I liked this better at 2.5, which is where it was most of the week, but I still like it at 3 in favor of the Seahawks. I like the Seahawks here. And you're right, 2 weeks ago, Aaron Rodgers, after what was maybe the Packers' worst performance, not only this year, but maybe in a few years against the Redskins, they were really depleted in that game. He made that proclamation where he said, we're going to run the table. I think we can run the table, we'll get in the playoffs. Well, I think, you know, after 2 weeks, bravo, I think this is where that ends. And I think the Seahawks, even without Earl Thomas, which is big, we talked about Derek Johnson for the Chiefs, big deal for the Seahawks to lose Earl Thomas, who got that broken tibia against the Panthers in that blowout of the Panthers, as you mentioned, Monday night. But I just think that the Seahawks defense here is going to be the difference. And, well, not even the difference. I mean, I think on both sides of the ball, I'll give Seattle the edge. Seattle's offense all of a sudden looked like they've awakened, even with a mediocre at best offensive line. They did so against the Panthers last week. So the Panthers' defense being banged up does not help the cause of Green Bay either. Nick Perry, the team's leader with 8 sacks, he's been ruled out with an injured left hand. Clay Matthews, their big defensive star through the years, extremely limited against the Texans last week. We don't know what the story is with him moving forward. Jake Ryan, their inside linebacker, and Blake Martinez, another linebacker, they're not at full strength. Aaron Rodgers himself, and we just tend to forget this about Aaron Rodgers because he's so brilliant, he's got a hamstring injury. So there's a lot of stuff going on with that Packers unit still in terms of injuries, and Seattle's 4th in the league with 31 sacks, and are trying to become, the Seattle defense, that is, the team that leads the NFL in points allowed, meaning the least points allowed for the 5th consecutive season, which would absolutely be an unprecedented thing in the Super Bowl era. So I still think Seattle's just the better football team, and I think Green Bay has benefited from playing Philly and Houston the last 2 weeks. They ain't Seattle.
You mentioned Earl Thomas and the loss being huge for the Seattle Seahawks. Stephen Terrell is coming in to replace him. Is that an area the Packers are going to try and exploit? Because Thomas has that instinct, doesn't he, as a free safety, and he's absolutely superb in that position.
He's a great player. You saw once he went out last week against the Panthers, the very first thing the Panthers did was throw a bomb over the middle to Ted Ginn Jr. for a touchdown. And I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to very easily try to do that as well. I mean, that's clearly in his head. And so the Packers will try to exploit the middle of the field, downfield. And to the extent that they're able to do that, that'll go a long way towards determining how successful they'll be in this football game. I don't believe that he's going to be able to do it nearly enough to matter. I don't want to take too much away from Green Bay because, again, they have won their last 2 football games after looking just miserable the week before. But Green Bay, by any measure, is a very mediocre football team. They're 6-6 for a reason. They have been plagued by injuries. They continue to be plagued by injuries, which is obviously not their fault, but doesn't help matters. And I just think Seattle's one of the NFL's elite. So, you know, this weather, you always got to check the weather when you play a late season game in Green Bay. And right now I'm seeing precipitation at about 32 degrees. So that's sounds like a mix of rain and snow. That might be the best thing that could happen to the Packers, sort of mute the conditions for everybody and make it a little more competitive. But I think Seattle prevails.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.